If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Everything counts. Everything that you do counts. The biggest mistake that people make is they think that only what they want to count counts. No. When you read a book, when you listen to an audio program, when you go to a course, when you go to bed early and get up early and you work, it all counts. And it's all going on the plus side of your ledger. But when you watch television, waste time, hang out, fool around, and so on, all of that counts as well. And it's going on the negative side of your ledger.
It all comes down to choices. Right now, as you sit there in your chair, right now, your whole life is nothing but the accumulated compound effect of the choices you've made up to this moment. The size of your business, your bank account, the intimacy of the relationships in your life are all just an outcome of the compounded choices you've made up to this point.
It starts with the little choices, the decision to get up early, the decision to go work out, the decision to not check your phone first thing in the morning, the decision to eat well instead of eating something crappy, right? The decision to get down and do your work instead of procrastinating. Epictetus says, if you want to be beautiful, make beautiful choices. And I think about that all the time. Am I making the good choice or am I making the lazy choice? Am I making the short-term choice or the long-term choice? Make good choices and it gets you where you want to go. Zeno says that well-being is realized by small steps, but it's no small thing. Those little choices matter, and it starts there, and I would say it starts the second you wake up. In fact, it starts with the time that you decide to wake up.
Are you getting 1% better or 1% worse? Is the arrow pointed up and to the right, or have you flatlined? Because if you're on a good trajectory, even if it's a very modest gain on any given day, all you need is time. And if you're on a bad trajectory, even if you're in a pretty strong position right now, it's not going to end well.
And here's an important point. If what you are doing is not moving you towards your goals, then it's probably moving you away from your goals. Nothing is neutral. Everything that you're doing is either moving you toward the things that you want to accomplish in life, the person you want to be, the wealth you want to accumulate, or it's moving you away. Everything counts. The law of accumulation says that everything counts.
This is the reason why Einstein called compound interest the eighth wonder of the world. Because the math between day one and day two is exactly the same math between day 30 and day 31. Nothing's different. You just see the compound effect of it. And this is why I'm telling you right now this morning, compound choices are the eighth wonder of the success world. Because the same choice you make between day one and day two is exactly the same simple, small, easy choice at day 30 to day 31. But the outcome of those choices are dramatically different.
You know, the same way that money multiplies with compound interest, the effects of your habits multiply as you repeat them across time.
The goal isn't to have the perfect daily routine tomorrow. The goal is to still be winning your daily routine in 50 years' time. If you expand your time horizon sufficiently, you will realize that very, very tiny steps can compound.
Rome wasn't built in a day. We all know that. Everyone hears that. But Rome also didn't fall apart overnight either. It took hundreds of years for Rome to reach its peak, but it also took time, hundreds of years, for Rome to decay and fall apart. And that is representative of life, because you don't achieve worthwhile goals quickly or easily. They take time. They take struggle. They take relentless pursuit day in and day out. That's what it takes.
Consistency compounds. right? But people want to become experts overnight. They don't want to be seasoned into development. They don't want to grow. They want to just be there. And as we know, the story of the bamboo. Bamboo spends its growth time under the dirt, 5 to 7 years under the dirt. And then within a couple weeks, it shoots up meters and meters into the sky. And people are like, whoa, bamboo grows so fast. No, it didn't. It took years. You just couldn't see it. So when you see growth and you see wins, it comes from consistently compounding wins.
One of the greatest success principles of all time is called the law of accumulation. This law says that everything great and worthwhile in human life is an accumulation of hundreds and sometimes thousands of tiny efforts and sacrifices that nobody ever sees or appreciates. This law says that everything accumulates over time, that you may have to put in many, many tiny efforts that nobody sees or appreciates before you achieve anything worthwhile. It's like a snowball. A snowball starts off very small, but it grows as it adds millions and millions of tiny snowflakes and continues to grow as it gathers momentum, turning into an avalanche that takes the whole mountain in front of it.
So if we're going to change the trajectory of your life starting today, starting right now, we've got to go to where the control factor of it all begins, and it all begins with choices. Choices is the first line of code in rewiring your operating system.
Life operates kind of like an investment portfolio. Your neglects will compound the same way as your efforts do. If you put in a lot of effort when you're in your 20s, you will see the compounding results of that in your 30s. But the things that you ignore, that you don't deal with, the difficult questions that you don't ask, those will also compound well into your 30s.
Each positive experience is self-reinforcing. It tells you a story about the sort of person you are, and you start to build on good habits, and these good habits show you more good habits, and you get a little bit more confidence, and you get a little bit more, and you say, well, this is part of my identity now. I actually can push myself a little bit. So, and you're like, holy, like, you know, to the 1% per day increase, and you end up at some unbelievably big number by the end of the year. But you also see the opposite. And this is how you get, you know, very diverging outcomes from people that started at relatively similar places.
Mm-hmm. This idea that habits are, I like to say habits are the compound interest of self-improvement. So this 1% change that you're talking about, it's kind of like, imagine you're in a plane and you're leaving Los Angeles and you're going to go to New York. I actually calculated this. If you shift the nose of the airplane just 3.5 degrees, it's like 7 or 8 feet on the runway, you barely even notice it. But you end up in Washington, D.C., instead of New York. Right. And habits are kind of a similar thing. You know, they're these small routines, little 1% changes, but as over time, they compound, and you can end up at a very different place based on them.
Discipline begets discipline, right? If you make a bad decision in the morning, and you decide you're not going to get out of bed, you decide you're not going to work out, when you get to the office, the donuts are that much more tempting, and you're probably going to eat one. Whereas if you woke up early, you worked out, you got a little bit of work done before you even showed up to work. You show up to work and now there's donuts. You're like, I don't need those right now. You just make better decisions. And
are you on the front foot today or on the back foot?
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, the compounding thing for sure. And you make one good little decision that leads to another good little opportunity. And you know, I'm sure you have friends like this too. I have friends that made just small decision after small bad decision after small bad decision, and they end up in terrible, terrible places, which is awful to see.
Building better habits, making these small improvements, it's really about getting you on a path that can lead to where you want to go. I really like that question of, can my current habits carry me to my desired future? You know, and if they can, then great. Maybe you just need to be patient and let the days work for you. But if they can't, then something needs to change about your trajectory. And so your habits are one of the things that kind of set you on that path and determine how far you're going to go and whether you're improving day in and day out.
Take a look at the 7 billion people on the planet. A question I'm asked a lot is, we only get to pick 12 people to be on the cover of Success Magazine out of 7 billion. And I'm asked, what do these guys do to become so successful? What separated them from everybody else? Well, let me tell you what they did not do, because this is what everybody thinks they did to get to the cover of Success Magazine. Success is not a result of some heroic feats. Nobody you see on the cover of Success Magazine did anything heroic. It is not because of some grand act of bravery. You know, you do not leap and hope that the net appears. Don't do that. That ends in calamity. And they didn't perform any quantum leap. It wasn't just right place, right time, as Trump said yesterday. Yes, luck plays a part, but it only plays a part after you've worked your butt off. So it wasn't any grand act of luck either. Success is, if you're looking for the answer of what caused these people to get on the cover of Success magazine, success is a result of small, seemingly insignificant, moment-to-moment choices. The only thing that separates them from you is that accumulated compound effect of those little choices that created dramatic differences in results.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Many of your outcomes in life, many of the results that we all so badly want to have, they're kind of like a lagging measure of the habits that precede them. So your bank account is a lagging measure of your financial habits. Your knowledge is a lagging measure of your reading and learning habits. Even little stuff like the amount of clutter in your living room is a lagging measure of your cleaning habits. And so we all so badly want better results in life, but the somewhat ironic thing is that the results are not actually the thing that needs to change. You know, it's like fix the inputs and the outputs will fix themselves. Adjust the habits and you'll be set on a different path and carried to a different destination naturally. So this concept of getting 1% better each day, it's really a philosophy, an attitude, an approach of showing up, trying to make some small improvement and trusting that that little improvement can compound in something much greater over a broad span of time.
Many times people want to rush. They want to accelerate the journey, but they don't understand that the journey is lifelong, right? There is no end goal. There is no end destination. You are in this journey from the moment you were born until you die. So today is just another what? Brick that you're laying to build your ideal house. Now, most people want to build the entire house in one day because they don't understand the principle of compounding. How if you do the right thing every single day, you will have a good life. If you do the wrong thing every single day, you will have a bad life. Now, why do I mention this? Because you need to begin instilling small little habits into your life that are going to make your life shift in a way that is smooth. You don't want to just cold turkey cut everything that you've been doing instantly and change. Why? Because there's not a positive experience attached to that lifestyle change. The lifestyle change needs to be experiential. You need to experience what it's like to go from peasant to king. Not this idea of, oh, well, you know what? I am just going to neglect everything that I was doing, quit my job tomorrow, start working online, start going to the gym, start reading 50 books a month, I don't know, something crazy. A lot of people do this. They have these sprints that are 60, 90 days, and then they do what? Burn out. A real winner, he doesn't burn out. Why? Because he plays the long game. He plays the marathon.
Money comes and goes. Status comes and goes. Dopamine definitely comes and goes. But there are things that you can invest in today that will stay with you not only across your lifetime, but some will even transcend your lifetime. And because valuable experiences improve the value of all other experiences, valuable experiences have an inherent compounding nature to them. They are like a philosophical retirement account. For example, your health compounds. The healthier you get today, the easier it will be to become even healthier tomorrow. The more time you spend with someone today, the more valuable and meaningful spending time with them in the future becomes. Skills compound over time. The more you learn and understand about something, the more valuable investing more time in that skill can become over time.
You know, the pinata. And so what they did is they took each of these little guys, they blindfolded them and spun them around, and they're all dizzy and they're swinging and they're not even near the pinata. That's life. A lot of times you feel like, man, I'm blind. I don't even know where I'm swinging right now, but I'm swinging. And so each kid hit the pinata. And the candy didn't come out. And so they take the blindfold off. That kid got tired. The next little boy came up, spun him around. So like seven of them hit this pinata. No candy came out. The last boy, the smallest boy, the youngest boy there, they throw the blindfold on him. They spin him around. He's swinging too. That's life. You just sort of swing it, right? They finally point him at the pinata. He hits the pinata just once. Bam. All the candy comes out. And all the kids jump on and celebrate. And I'm watching that and I'm going, now who broke the pinata? Was it the last shot or was it the cumulative blows of each of the shots on the pinata? Well, we all know the answer. It was the cumulative shots. Life's a lot like that, man, that we're taking shots, but we don't see any physical progress. But every one more we're doing is compound pounding progress. And in life, you have to be willing to buy into what is invisible progress. Most people quit on their dream, quit on their vision before the candy comes out. And what you and I didn't do is quit. We just kept swinging. And eventually the candy comes out. The candy could be your bliss, your joy, your financial success, your notoriety, your contribution. But most people are hitting the pinata of their life and there's no evidence it's working. But the truth is there's a compound pounding effect in life that if you keep hitting your life's pinata, if you'll stick around, there'll be some candy come out.
A person who has a great life, by the law of accumulation, is a person who's accumulated far more credits, more pluses on the credit side than debits on the debit side.
Anybody here ever been bitten by an elephant? Well, what about mosquitoes? Anybody ever been bitten by a mosquito? Bill Gates says this is the most deadly animal on the planet for the human species. And it's also one of the smallest. See, nature provides clues. It's the little things in life that will bite you and kill you. So is it true about your choices?
The 1000% formula. And it's very simple. It's based on the law of incremental improvement. Japanese call it the Kaizen principle, the principle of continuous betterment. It's getting a little bit better every day. So I asked the question, if you could increase your productivity, performance, and output by 0.1% per day, could you do that? Could you increase your productivity, performance, and output by 1/1000th in a day? And the answer is, of course, if you were the tiniest bit more efficient or you worked a little bit harder on a more important task, you could become 0.1% better in a day. Well, if you did that every single day for a week, you would be 0.1% times 5, you'd be 0.5% more productive in a week. Is that possible? Of course, you would say. Anybody can become that small amount more productive. So I said, if you did that every week for 4 weeks, you'd be 2% more productive over the course of a month. If you did that every day for 13 four-week months in a year, 52 weeks, you would be 26% more productive. Is that possible? And the answer is yes, because there is a thing at success called the momentum principle. That means that once you start going, it becomes easier and easier to keep going and to go faster and faster. So once you become 26% more productive in the course of a year, your overall output, your results, your income will go up by 26%. What happens is you start to get into the swing of it. You start to be more effective, more efficient. You get more things done. You start earlier, you work harder, you stay later, you set better priorities, and so on. So if you do this 26% each year for 10 years, you will be 1,004% better. And this is what happened to me, and it's happened to every single person I've ever worked with.
Y'all heard of the butterfly effect? Butterfly flaps its wings one part of the planet, and on the other side of the planet, there's a tsunami. This is what I'm telling you. One little itty bitty choice over here, 10, 15 years later, and there's a tsunami in your life, either positive or negative. So what do you do about this? Okay, what do you do about each of these positive choices you're now going to take? Well, the first thing you need to do is to just have patience. Even though you don't see the results in the moment, you have to know that the compound effect has been ignited. And every choice you make ignites it and fuels it. And it will stretch itself out over 10, 15, 20 years before it reveals its results to you.
When you focus on something in life, you can go a lot further. Whereas if you're trying to go into 1,000 directions at the same time, you're going to end up
you know, just a couple, you know, feet or little ways away from the center. But if you, you know, put in the compounding effort, the compounding effect, and into play in your life, you're going to go a lot further. You're going to see a lot more results. You're going to be amazed by where you're going to be, and you know, you're going to learn a lot on the way. Instead of like putting your attention in a bunch of different directions, you can kind of focus on those the things that mean the most to you.
There's a certain amount of inertia to your beliefs about yourself, your beliefs about the world, your perspectives about everything. The longer they last, the more weight they carry, and the harder they become to move down the road. It's really your 30s that you start to notice the effects of the decisions everybody has made. When you're young, everybody's young, everybody has an insane metabolism, everybody bounces back from everything. The most expensive thing in your 30s is not money, it's time. See, once you get to this age, you start appreciating how precious every hour of every day is. How every minute needs to be invested in something valuable or meaningful.
It is sad to see a person at the end of their life who's never taken care of themselves, because there's nothing that can really be done at this stage. Like, there is no treatment for what's going on. The only thing you wish you could do is capture this moment, transport them back in time and show them that in a crystal ball and say, look, with a little bit of effort compounded every single day for the rest of your life, it doesn't need to be this way.
I love the analogy.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.